taking you back to 1970 there, Carlos. You remember the Shy Lights?
Yeah, I remember the Shy Lights. I don't recall this tune so much, but I do remember the Shy Lights.
For God's sake, give more power to the people.
Yeah.
That's the thought. That's where we're going in this interview with Steve Phillips, who is credited with putting together the Political Action Committee that helped elect Barack Obama to the White House in 2008 and worked way, way back on the Jesse Jackson campaign. I remember that one. And let me test my theory with you, Steve. The Jackson campaign had a lot to do with getting America ready for a Barack Obama presidency.
Absolutely, yeah. Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I write in the book that to get from Martin Luther King in 1968 to Barack Obama in 2008, we had to have Jesse in 84 and 88 to show the path that the coalition of the old minorities coming together of people of color and progressive whites is a majority and can actually elect presidents and win elections.
Steve Phillips is the author of Brown is the New White, How the Demographic Revolution Has Created a New American Majority. The demographics, as you see them, everybody's talking about this big shift when quote-unquote minorities become the majority way out there in 2044, but you're kind of talking about right now.
Yeah, absolutely talking about it now. My central argument is that Obama's election, and even more importantly, his re-election, proved that we have a new American majority right now. The country has changed so much from the 1960s, the Immigration and Nationality Act. We've gone from 12% people of color then to 38% today. And so now there are enough people of color in the country, and the key part of this people don't appreciate that there's a meaningful minority of whites who consistently vote progressive, and together that comprises a majority of people, and that's what the Obama coalition was that had him elected and then reelected.
In chapter 4 of your book, Brown is the New White, you talk about your encounter with the white swing voter in the Bay Area when you were actually running for office for the local school board. So I guess the premise is pretty simple and lost on some. Candidates should spend their time and money and resources on the people that are actually going to go to the polls and vote. Is that the bottom line?
Well, yes and no. I mean, actually, what I was referencing when I ran for office in 1992, and that I did focus more on the less diverse, more highly likely to vote population. But that since that time, over the past 20 plus years, the composition of the country has changed dramatically. And the composition of San Francisco has changed, composition of Colorado has changed. And so if you spend the time, energy, and effort to get people out to vote, and people who have not historically been seen as likely voters, then you can actually win elections with a different coalition.
So, Steve, let me ask you this then, because I'm a little stuck on getting out the vote. You actually document some of the recent voting law changes in what now 14 states. And so if you could speak directly to voters of color, let's look back a few decades to those voting rights pioneers. How do we just get people of color to go get their picture ID, go pay the poll tax, pass the literacy test, whatever is necessary to exercise their vote?
Well, in some level, that is what people did in 2012 when a lot of the attempts to block access to the polls, people overcame those. And so a lot of it is just being aggressive to contact the registrar, find out when the election is, find out exactly what forms of identification are necessary, and to be able to get very specific, find out exactly where the poll places are, because they keep moving these around.
Yeah.
There's a level of being proactive to find out the very specific things you need to have, to make a plan to be able to vote, to be able to overcome those barriers.
Steve Phillips is the author of Brown is the New White, and he'll be speaking in Denver on Thursday. We'll tell you about that in a second. You include in your book a GOP, a Republican memo on outreach to voters of color. Are your political tips in this book nonpartisan? Because both parties, at least the major parties, it seems, are may or may not be paying attention to this this growing demographic.
Right. I'm most focused in not on a particular party, but really around greater justice and equality for everybody, regardless of where their party is. Historically, and over the past 50 years in particular, the Republicans have been opposed to the inclusion and the embracing of people of color. And yet at the same time, Democrats have not been as enthusiastic in taking steps on their side. But in a lot of ways, Republicans have shown more knowledge and insight around the changes in the country and what the implications should be for winning elections, that is, up until Trump came in and upset their setup.
Well, your summary of lessons learned and the demographic imperative of getting out voters of color is in the book, Brown is the New White. And you're going to be at the Blair Caldwell Library in Denver, 24th and Weldon, on Thursday from 5 to 7, signing the book. I'm sure you're going to read from the book. Any particular message you bring or want people to come ready for?
Well, we'll come share the central arguments from the book, and I think and take any kind of questions and answers people have. But fundamentally, I think it is a question of trying to get people to appreciate and own the fact that we have a new American majority. We should be confident and bold in asserting our own leadership and our vision of where society should go.
Steve Phillips is the founder and chairman of Power PAC, a social justice political network. His visit connected with our neighbors upstairs at Free Speech TV, freespeech.org. Steve Phillips, thanks. I want you to have a great day, man. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.